report. Now, in a month's time, US voters go to the polls in one of the most keenly watched presidential elections in decades. There are an estimated 6 million Americans living outside the United States. And with the two main candidates very close in the polls, their votes could well have an impact on November 4th. To get a flavor of how things look to Americans here in the Czech Republic, Ian Willoughby has been holding a kind of mini-debate with representatives of both the major parties at a cafe in the center of Prague.
I'm at one of Prague's best-known cafes, the Café Slavia, and with me to discuss the fast-approaching U.S. presidential election are the head of the group Republicans Abroad in the Czech Republic, Roger Johnson, and from Democrats Abroad, Craig Hayes. One thing that I've been reading, gentlemen, is that they say there'll be an increase in overseas voters at this election. Why is that, do you think? And if it happens, which candidate would it benefit? Roger.
Well, I think there's a great deal of interest in this election. More and more young people are now becoming involved in the political process, and I think that's very important. I think it's a great thing to see. One way or the other, this is going to be a close election. I think because of the increased interest from the very young voters, first-time voters, unfortunately, I have to say they will probably benefit Barack Obama, but I still think that John McCain has an excellent chance.
I think one of the things, in addition to what Roger said, that has made the registration from abroad so much stronger this year is that it's easier. You know, people can do it online, at least obtain the information that they need to fill in the forms, guide themselves through it, and hopefully not make any mistakes.
How do the candidates reach you guys? How do they attract and reach the vote of Americans overseas, Craig?
Actually, that's something that's new. I don't know about McCain's campaign, but certainly Obama does. Obama has an Americans Abroad for Obama website, and they have people that have contacted me to see what we can do to work with them.
And similar for the Republican side, thanks to the internet and emails, there's quite a good network now of information that we're getting up to date from the candidates and the campaigns. But our primary purpose for Republicans Abroad, and I think it's similar for the Democrats, is to register voters, to get the vote out.
Do the concerns of voters abroad reflect the concerns of voters in the States, or would you have different concerns, Roger?
Well, one concern that that Americans abroad in general have, whatever their flavor may be, is the taxation of Americans abroad, and we have the unique distinction as American citizens. I think the only other country is one of the African countries, like Burundi, I believe, that taxes their citizens when they don't earn within the state itself, and we're required to submit our tax returns every year, and it's a much different situation. It's also become much more complicated and expensive for Americans living abroad in the last 2 years with changes to the tax code.
Would American voters overseas be more concerned with foreign policy, Craig?
I would say so. It seems to me that Americans living abroad are out from under the umbrella of the near hypnotic effect of U.S. media. Few people here watch Fox News. It seems to me that they're just almost entirely different in their thinking. I know when I visit with people who visit here from the U.S., I feel like I'm talking to somebody that's swooped in from another planet. They don't seem to have the same sort of priorities or concerns that I do and that other Americans living abroad I know share here. So there does seem to be a different point of view.
Especially in the last week, we've seen this continued crisis in the financial community and Wall Street and the credit crisis. I do think we have a responsibility in a leadership role for the Americans within the world to also take action and realize it's not just Wall Street and Main Street that's affected, but it's Champs-Élysées and Wenceslas Square and many other important main cities in the world that are affected by what happens in the U.S. economy.
Finally, it's an extremely exciting race. It's very, very close. Regardless of your party affiliations, if I was to give you $10,000 to bet on the outcome, who would you bet would win, Roger?
Well, with your $10,000, I'd be very happy to vote vote for John McCain in that. But also for my 10, I think I'd be ready to vote for John McCain. I think he's in an excellent position to win, but it'll be a tough one. It's going to be a squeaker again this year.
Craig?
Yeah, well, I guess you wouldn't be surprised that I would see it from the other side, although I would be nervous about betting my own 10,000. It's going to be a very close election, I think. There's a couple of debates yet coming up, and maybe that will shed some more light on how people see the election as we get closer to November 4th.
Ian Willoughby was talking there to Roger Johnson of Republicans Abroad and from Democrats Abroad, Craig Hayes.